Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, Commission members, Secretary Hepler, Mike Klosowski with the Wildlife Division out of Watertown area. Have several action items for you here for proposal this afternoon. Have to do with public waters and public water zoning specifically. First, turn your attention to action item number 27. And what that action item is going to do is create a no-wake zone for waters of Compton Cove and Stanley County. Supportive information, Compton Cove is in Stanley County. It's actually right in the city limits of Fort Pierre. This request is coming for a no-wake zone was brought forward by a number of local residents asking the department to provide some protection that it currently exists in the Marion Gardens area. That's just to the south there. And just for your guys' information, no-wake zone defined. It essentially prohibits any wave action caused by the passage of a boat. It also prohibits or states that boats shouldn't be traveling over 5 miles an hour. With that, any questions on action item number 27?
Any questions? We need a motion to approve, right?
Yes, please.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Not. All in favor of the motion, say aye. Anybody opposed? Motion carries. 28.
All right, turn your attention to action item number 28. Modify the no boating zone dates on Putney Slough game production area in Brown County. Putney Slough in Brown County, making this change essentially is going to simplify regulations and allow for more recreation. Putney Slough is a very good area for waterfowl hunting. We have a lot of waterfowl that roost there. A lot of folks are coming to that area, hunting the fields around there, and just enjoying themselves. What this change really will do is just kind of marry up the dates with the rest of the public water zoning restrictions that we have that are October 20th. So, in short, what we're asking here on this one is to basically make the change from October 15th to October 20th as far as when people not be able to operate a boat on that area. Questions on action item 28?
Somebody want to move approval?
I have a move approval of that.
There a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Not. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Passes. 28.
All right, moving along. Action item number 29, remove the year-round no boating zone on Long Lake in Coddington County. Doing this will allow for more recreational opportunities, specifically fishing. The north end of this body of water really has the most fishable water on the wetland complex there. The north end primarily is just a large bowl there. It's 16 feet deep, and that's really where a lot of the good fishing is at. This body of water has become a very popular fishery for people in Watertown. It's approximately 9 miles west of Watertown. It's stocked routinely with walleye on a biannual basis. There's a very strong yellow perch population in the lake. It's also an egg source or a walleye egg source for our fisheries staff and aquatic staff. And when I say egg source, essentially what that means is there are a lot of large walleyes in this system. And it's just an excellent fishery. Also an excellent place to go hunting as well. Looking at this area, if we are able to allow for more access, we would likely look at to the northwest side of the lake that has a very good location to put a boat ramp where we'd be able to allow for more access. So removing this restriction essentially would allow for more access as well. I have made a number of contacts with area landowners in the that own land either next to our property, Game Fish and Parks property, or are maybe even have some land that are flooded out, that is flooded out. Visiting with a lot of those landowners throughout the summer, and all of the landowners that I've visited with were in favor of more recreation. And I think there's some opportunity there for some more recreation. With that, questions or anything to add?
Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Kevin Roblin here, Special Projects Coordinator. I just wanted to add that these two were both part of the bigger package that was brought forth in front of the Commission back in June. There was some electric motors only package that was out there. There was six boating restrictions that we were converting to electric motors only. We went and reevaluated those six, and these are two of those six that we felt there was some change warranted. We met with Commissioner Sharp, and also that work group that was put together back in June. Looking at the criteria that the group has put together and the Commission has approved, these two fit that criteria very well. So it increases recreational opportunities, simplifies regulations, and ask for your favorable approval of the Long Lake, Coddington County, removing that boating restriction altogether to get more people out there utilizing that fishery.
Mr. Chairman, question, what is the boat access to Long Lake currently?
Commissioner Sharp, so right now the boat access on Long Lake is actually on the very southwest side. It's a very primitive boat ramp. There is no dock, there is no plank, there is nothing really there other than essentially a two-track trail that goes across a section line and then onto Game Fish and Parks property and into the water. It makes it difficult to launch a boat in rough waters, or if you have a larger boat or maybe an inexperienced boater. So it would be definitely an improvement that if we were able to make some kind of updated boat ramp to the area.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Are you looking at, by modernizing one on the northwest there, that you would close the one on the south side?
Commissioner Sharp, we would look at likely closing that one on the southwest side. It really is in pretty rough shape, and it is it's very primitive. So we would look at making something a little better on the northwest side, maybe put in some plank, have a one-laner, maybe even put a vault toilet in there, just add a few amenities there. There's that area right there, it gets a lot of pressure from fishing, from hunting, pheasant hunting. A number of years ago, we did a survey on public lands on opening weekend of a waterfowl to see how many people were using it. And Long Lake area, I believe, was number two on that list. Bitter Lake was number one. Just receives a lot of attention because it's a lot of resource out there. You can shoot ducks, you can catch walleyes, a lot of good stuff, and a lot of public land too.
Mr. Chairman, I would entertain a motion to approve this.
There a second? Any discussion? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes. 29.
Thanks.